We're with North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Niewind. And Brian, tell us what unfolded this morning at the Arisca rest stop on I-94.
So one of our troopers was working in the Valley City area this morning, received a report of a reckless driver, a vehicle that I was actually driving in and out of a ditch westbound on I-94 out in the Tower City area. The trooper responded from Valley City and actually found that vehicle parked at the Arisca rest area on the westbound side of that. The trooper went up to that vehicle, found a driver in the vehicle. The vehicle was running, and tried to wake up that driver. And when the driver woke up, the trooper was able to tell that the person was under the influence of methamphetamine and asked the individual to step outside the vehicle. And at that point in time, the individual refused and was placed under arrest.
And I understand there was a struggle, and there was a couple of people that helped out the state trooper?
Yes. So once the driver was placed under arrest, again, she was still inside her vehicle. The vehicle was running. The trooper attempted to remove her from the vehicle. She resisted that and actually placed the vehicle into reverse and began to back up by pushing the accelerator and started to drag the trooper. The trooper was able to get the vehicle in park somehow, and then... he was assisted by a couple of Good Samaritans that were actually at the rest area and saw him struggling with the driver, and they assisted him in getting the individual out of the vehicle and into handcuffs.
And so was anybody injured? The state trooper, suspect, Good Samaritans, anyone?
Unfortunately, the trooper was injured. He was taken to Mercy Hospital in Valley City, and he was treated for some injuries today. He's currently resting at home. The suspect driver of the vehicle that had been called in as a reckless driver, she was transported by ambulance to Mercy Hospital in Valley City for some soft tissue injuries. She's since been released, and she's currently in the Stutzman County Jail. There were no other individuals that were injured in the incident.
Anything else to go on the record about this incident? Is this a first time in a long time that you've had to... respond to this kind of a report, or is it becoming more frequent?
Frequent where we receive reckless driver calls. We're responding to those multiple times a day. Obviously, you know, there's only so many law enforcement officers, so many troopers across the state of North Dakota, but there's a lot of vehicles that are traveling all of our highways and byways, and we appreciate those individuals that call in these types of vehicles because they are eyes and ears for us. You know, I don't really have any specialized training for witnessing somebody weaving down the road. We all witness that stuff when we're driving up and down our roadways. So if you see something like that, we encourage people to call those vehicles in because we do follow up on those. And, you know, we do arrest people off of traffic stops that somebody in the public has brought our attention to somebody's driving habits. And it happens more than you'd expect. About a third of our DUI arrests in the southeast region of the North Dakota Highway Patrol involve somebody that's been called in by another motorist, and that we follow up with, stop that motorist, and then we arrest them for DUI.
And now in this situation, I think according to the news release, this person, the suspect, was allegedly high on methamphetamine?
That's correct. And that's, you know, something we see. You know, when we think about DUI drivers, a lot of times we just think about alcohol, but we do see regularly people that are under the influence of methamphetamine or other narcotics, even marijuana, and we are arresting people regularly that are not just under the influence of alcohol, but other substances as well.
And are you seeing more of this, troopers, in the last few years with a rise in meth?
Methamphetamine's been around for a long time. You know, there's a lot of publicity for our oxy, heroin, fentanyl type of issues that we have in North Dakota. But aside from marijuana, methamphetamine is probably the drug that we see the most. Aside from marijuana, marijuana probably makes up the majority of our drug interactions. But methamphetamine would be the second one, and it doesn't get a lot of publication in North Dakota because obviously the fentanyl, oxy, those problems create, you know, a lot of times more higher chance of you dying, other problems that are going on than methamphetamine does. But methamphetamine is a scourge in North Dakota. It's been for a long time, and it's something we do see regularly, unfortunately.
This is we're speaking with Captain Brian Neewin with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And just a quick recap for our audience, a North Dakota State Trooper was making a arrest at the Arisca rest stop today. The individual suspect resisted that arrest, and as a result, State Trooper was able to stop the vehicle, but was injured himself and was also helped by two Samaritans to get the suspect into custody today. The State Trooper is resting at home with injuries suffered in that incident, and the suspect had some injuries as well, but remains in the Stutsman County Correctional Center. Anything else we missed, Brian? Feel free to correct or let me know.
During the struggle that our trooper was involved with, the suspect in this case, Amanda Levy, did grab the trooper's gun and tried to disarm him during that struggle. The trooper was able to secure his weapon, so that weapon did not come out of the holster, but the suspect in this case did try to disarm our trooper during the struggle, and luckily in this case, the suspect only suffered very, very minor injuries, some soft tissue injuries, and our trooper luckily has injuries that he'll recover from, but it could have been a lot worse in this case if that weapon would have came out of that holster, and who knows what could have happened in that situation. On top of that, obviously, we're very appreciative of those two good Samaritans. We do have them identified. We're not releasing their information at this time because we haven't had a chance to interview them and follow up with them after the incident. But we're thankful for them as well because, again, you know, there's a lot of things that happen out there, whether it's people calling in reckless drivers or, like in this case, where a trooper is struggling with somebody, that we have good people in North Dakota and across the United States that do help assist law enforcement, and we do really appreciate that.
There's North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin with that report here on KOVC.